Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. No ordinary worship. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic for today is what a difference a day makes. What a difference a day makes. And we are in the book of James, chapter 4, verses 13 through 14. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me on Morning Motivation, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. You can call in at 323-870-4180 or listen online from my ministry website at feelthefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE. com. But if you can't tune in live, your best bet is to follow the Morning Motivation Podcast so the recording will be texted straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, and you follow by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. All of this information is on the website. So make sure you visit me, send me your testimonies, your prayer requests. You can learn more about me and everything that you need on the website at feelthefire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. Don't miss your hot breakfast for your soul now. I'm in the book of James, chapter 4, verses 13 through 14, reading from the KJV. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Praise God for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today, brothers and sisters? Say it aloud with me right now. What a difference a day makes. In the book of James, chapter 4, verses 13 through 14 that I just read unto you, the author was saying to the people that there's nothing wrong with planning, you know, for tomorrow and for your future, but understand that despite your plans, tomorrow is not promised to you. If you're like me, you got plans from, you know, all the way down to not only the end of this year, but next year. And, you know, when I'm 50, I got my big plan of what's supposed to happen. I know when I'm supposed to be retired, yada, 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 right? There's nothing wrong with that because the Bible has taught us in Proverbs to consider the way of the ant, how the ant prepares and stores up for winter or for the hard times. But when we forget that tomorrow is not promised, then it becomes an issue, and that's where the author wanted to take them to and take us to, is understand that your life is just a vapor. It's here for a little time, and after a while, it vanishes away because it is appointed to all to live and then to die. And after that, the judgment. So he said, understand that tomorrow, although it will come, for you it's not promised. So when we truly understand that life is a gift, that today, what's yesterday, what's tomorrow. You with me, brothers and sisters? It's something that we could not earn, nor could we guarantee our existence here today. Then we will also understand that doing nothing and wasting it is not just reckless, but foolish. Oh, what a difference a day makes when you realize that day was not promised to you. What a difference a day makes when we just reflect over the number of mass tragedies, shootings, and murders that we have seen in our nation. Surely it does something in you to understand the gift of what a difference a day makes. When you think about all of the high school students who were murdered in Florida, young people murdered by one person. They hadn't even reached the prime of life. They're not here today. When you think about all of the people who lost their lives, and some are still missing in the California wildfires, did not make it to Thanksgiving to spend it with their loved ones. Oh, what a difference a day makes. When you think about how many people have lost their lives to illness and shootings and malls and all of these different locations, bus wrecks where thousands are killed or injured, or train wrecks or plane crashes. They weren't here yesterday. They're not here today. And some people whom you knew were here on yesterday didn't make it to today. Oh, what a difference a day makes. And it all to begin to do something inside of you to make you praise and honor God with joy. Thank you, Lord, for giving me today. What a difference a day makes. It is another opportunity to be alive for my son. What a difference a day makes. Another opportunity to see my mother alive, for me to be alive. All of my siblings are alive. What a difference a day makes. All of my nieces and nephews, are y'all with me? You ought to be praising God, because you ought to be thinking the same thing about your family. Mine are alive. What a difference a day makes. Even if your loved ones are incarcerated, they're still here. What a difference a day makes. Even if you've gone through divorce or sickness, even if you don't have everything you want, what a difference a day makes. Glory to Jesus. And then to add to that, the fact that you are here today means you have an opportunity to live even better today than you did on yesterday. Oh, what a difference a day makes. If yesterday you didn't have enough money to pay your bills, the bills are still here today, but now you got a fresh mind to sit yourself down and strategize how you're going to get out of debt. I have been there, people, not because I didn't make good money, but because I spent a lot of money. But it took time, and for me to say at one point, I don't want to keep living like that. Yes, the money comes in, but I need to save more. What a difference that day made in my life. If you are in debt, make today count. Sit down. Look at your bills and decide, what do you need to do? Do you need to work more hours? Do you need to get a second job? Do you need to eliminate some of your extra spending. It doesn't matter how other people feel and what they think about you. And if they say, oh, we thought she was all of this, or we thought he was all of that. Look, now they don't go out as much as they used to. What a difference a day makes. You can tell them yesterday I didn't have the right mindset regarding my bills. But what a difference a day makes. Today I've decided not to be reckless or foolish about this 24 hours because I understand it is a gift. If yesterday your marriage was crumbling, today the two of you can decide how you're going to fix it. If your children were wayward, you can decide and talk with them today about how to get on a better path. Oh, what a difference a day makes. If you were depressed or sad because you thought that no one loved you, I can let you know now that Jesus loves you. What a difference a day makes. If you were, you know, behind in your business, you weren't at your goal, or your ministry had not reached where you set it out to, oh, what a difference a day makes. God is giving you a new opportunity. Don't waste it. Don't be foolish. My mother always says, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. And even that might be a nightmare. What a difference a day makes. You ought to be praising God. You ought to be joyous right now because yesterday is gone. Whatever mess ups, whatever sin, whatever you did yesterday, you can't go back and change yesterday, but you can change today. Oh, what a difference a day makes. You can have joy today. Oh, what a difference a day makes. You can have peace and prosperity. You can have vision and strategy. You can have blessings and destiny and purpose. You can submit yourself to the will of God. Oh, what a difference a day makes. Oh, what a difference a day makes. Thank you for this 24 hours, Father. What a difference a day makes. We got to go into place. I don't have but 15 minutes. I'm on fire. Glory. Hallelujah. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you for this day, a brand new day that we haven't seen before. Even if we've seen Wednesday, we haven't seen this Wednesday, November 28th, 2018 before. And after it's gone, we won't see Wednesday, November 28th, 2018 again. So, oh, what a difference a day makes. Father, we thank you for our lives. We thank you for our right minds, minds transformed from the world and conformed to your word and conformity with your words. We thank you, Lord, for our health and strength. We thank you for whatever we have, and we praise you because we're going to use whatever we already have, be it our money, our homes, our gifts, our talents, our anointing, to springboard into an even better life. Oh, what a difference a day has made for us today, Father. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Let them have this joy of understanding the privilege of the gift of being alive today. Let them praise you and worship you. Let them go forth in dancing and shouting and praise and joy. And when people ask, what's going on with you? You're so happy. They can tell them, I realize for the first time the true gift of the privilege of being alive today. Oh, what a difference a day makes. This is a brand new me. And the you, me you saw yesterday, you won't see anymore because I'm going forth into purpose and destiny from this day forward. Oh, what a difference a day makes. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Everyone say, oh, what a difference a day makes. I'm going to give the altar call, then your task, and we'll end. But please just keep praising God. You ought to be shouting and dancing, because in your mind right now, you ought to be saying the things you're going to have accomplished by the end of this day. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin and ask forgiveness. Hallelujah. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody say, oh, what a difference a day makes. Everybody, make sure you're going to church, Sunday school, Bible study. You don't miss morning motivation. This is part of your daily motivation. Make sure that you're praising God. You have to keep your soul focused on the Lord. Now, our topic for today is what a difference a day makes. Your task for today is to refuse to waste this 24 hours. By the time you go to bed tonight, you better be better off than when you arose this morning. I'll see you in the morning. What a difference a day makes. Hallelujah.
Eyes haven't seen.
Hallelujah. Don't be a sleeper. Nothing comes to a sleeper but a time, and it might be a nightmare.
Kind of blessing.
Woo!
That's about
take advantage of this 24 hours. Glory. Hallelujah.
Victory is here.
Jesus.
Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new